ahead and go to work and call the Special Committee on Oil and Gas to order. The time is 10:10 and the date is January 11th. The year is 2000.
Hey.
I never thought I'd make it. Well, certainly thank you to the committee members for attending on this very early date in the new session. I wanted to take this opportunity to remind each of the committee members of some procedures and also to outline what the agenda is and the goals are as we go through this new session. Before I start that, though, Representative Phillips had an introduction, and I think it's appropriate we do that.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and for the members of the committee, I'd like to introduce you to my new staff person, Scott Petzl. Scott is a geologist, local Juneau person, and I think he'll be a great addition as a staff member for this committee.
Thank you, Representative Phillips, and let's give Scott a round of applause, shall we?
Is he a hard hit or just deals with hard rocks?
Both.
Or does he got rocks in
his head?
Yeah, as long as there's oil,
there's coal already. Representative Dyson.
Scott, what kind of geology?
Mostly mining geology or economic geology. A lot of work recently in AJ, Kensington, Down Creek. That's an international.
Where'd you go to school?
Orthodox College, Durango, Colorado.
Terrible country.
Yeah.
Do you know anything about Chelsea, Chief Chelsea Mine?
Been out there, yeah, a little bit.
I'd like to visit with you. Thank you.
Taken him on the should have taken him on our trip there.
Okay, I might also introduce Linda Daniel, who is the new committee secretary, and Lori Backus, who is the new committee aide. And, both of them are so lovely, we need not give them a round of applause.
I disagree.
Yeah. First. Overrule the chair, right?
Yes.
Yeah, we rolled the chair.
We've been in session for what, 6 minutes? And
yeah. We rolled the chair.
No comment. Okay. Let's, if I may, jump right to what I want to be introduced as the order of business for the committee as we work our way through this session. Of course, our first order of business is to hear bills assigned to the committee. Most of you are aware, this is not a standing committee, and therefore we do not spend a lot of time hearing bills. Nonetheless, those bills that are assigned to us, we will review and make decisions on. In addition to that, we'll hear resolutions assigned to the committee. And I was made aware of yesterday that a resolution regarding Exxon and its disposition of its court situation has been assigned to the committee. We will hear that. That is a hearing that we will conduct with some decorum, and it will not become a free-for-all or a beat-up on Exxon. So I'll just forewarn you that order will be maintained. In addition to that, that is, in addition to bills and resolutions, I think it's important that this committee discern what the issues are relating to the oil and gas sector in Alaska, and after having discerned so, to understand those issues, and if necessary, to affect policy relating to the oil and gas sectors with regard to those specific issues. To that point, the issues that I have identified and all committee members will have an opportunity to have input with regard to the issues that they think are germane. Nonetheless, those that I have identified at this point are as follows. One, and no surprise here, the commercialization of North Slope gas. I could speak for 2 hours on that. I will spare you. We will not do that today. Thank you. But nonetheless, that is a very, very important issue, and we will follow it up diligently and continue to do all that we can to encourage the commercialization of North Slope gas. And we will hear from all the parties associated with that issue. In addition to that, I think it's important that the committee understand the North Slope oil market dynamic and the relationship between that market dynamic and production rates. That's an issue. Yes, Representative Dyson.
Yeah, and in how our crude competes in the world market and what's in the interaction that and what's going on in the world oil market.
Yes.
I'd sure like to see us hear some more testimony on that.
Okay, and we will. We'll wait for the testimony before I become verbose on that. In fact, I hope that I don't become verbose on it. We'll let others become verbose. In addition to that, I think it's important that the committee understand the status of the regulatory regime relating to the Shallow Gas Act. We still don't have a regulatory regime relating to the Shallow Gas Act. We still don't have production relating to shallow gas in the state. We need to know why. There has been ample time for that to have occurred. But we will be looking into that very quickly. Additionally, the committee need understand the status of lease sales on the North Slope and throughout the state. And adherent to that, we need to make a determination in our own minds, if not as a committee, as to whether or not the recent cancellation of lease sales was in the state's best interest. And we're going to be looking into that. And as we do so, I would hope that committee members would be prepared to do so with vigor and ask the really tough questions. The one thing I don't want to have happen are to have agency officials come into this committee, give us a 20-minute dissertation on what they've done, how grand their work has been, and for us to thank them, and they leave. These are tough issues. We need to know why that lease sale was canceled. We need to know why we don't have shallow gas being considered for production. And those are tough issues that demand tough questions, and I would hope that that the committee will be prepared to ask those tough questions. Additionally, I'd like to see a review of the state's regulatory regime regarding the oil and gas industry. And that includes the role and purpose of the AOGCC, responsibilities of the DNR, responsibilities of the Department of Revenue, responsibilities of the Department of Law, and certainly pertinent to us, the responsibilities of the legislature. I have asked for an organizational chart of the state's regulatory regime regarding oil and gas, and quite frankly, I've not been given one because one doesn't exist. And we need to know who's responsible for what and what their duties are. That is not to say that I or any member of this committee perceives the state's role as being a more stringent regulator. But nonetheless, we as the committee of purview of the oil and gas sector should understand what the regulatory regime is. Frankly, I don't, and it's not because I haven't asked. So we will be looking into that. And finally, given an agreement between British Petroleum, Amoco, and the FTC, we will review and understand the implications of the BP acquisition of ARCO. We have a committee of purview currently dealing specifically with the acquisition. It is not the purview of this committee to deal with the acquisition per se. However, the implications of the merger are transcendent to the industry and therefore very important for us to understand. On a personal note, I have been outspoken and critical of the acquisition only because In my opinion, it violates state antitrust statute and therefore erodes the very foundation of a free enterprise system, that foundation being competition. However, that policy battle is over, and it will not be refought in this committee. The administration has made its decision. BP and ARCO have agreed to that decision, and the issue is now a matter to be dealt with at another level. The issue of the acquisition will be discussed within the purview of this committee only in terms of understanding the effects associated with it and the positive, and I stress positive, non-political, and I stress again, non-political, positive and non-political steps which the legislature can take or recommend regarding increased production rates, commercialization of North Slope gas, continuation of an equitable and stable taxing regime, and the continuation of a straightforward, no-nonsense dialogue between BP and this committee. Those are my goals. It is appropriate that other committee members have input as well, and I understand this being the first meeting that most, if not all of you, haven't had a chance to give it the thought necessary. However, if any of you are prepared to discuss additional goals or topics at this time, I'd like to open the floor and give you the opportunity to do that. Just one quick comment. If you do not have goals that you've established yet or topics that you'd like to be discussed yet, please feel free to contact me at any time, and we'll make every effort to accommodate you. Those of you who were on the committee last year, and with the exception of Representative Green, you were all here, I think we'll agree that this was a very, very open forum, and I encourage discussion, not only of the issues that I think are important, but the issues that you think are important. One final note regarding procedure. Unless otherwise noted, we serve ourselves and our constituents best by addressing one another rather informally. I think it's okay in this committee discussion to have a free flow of discussion. And so unless I otherwise state, feel free to have that. You need not address your questions through the chair. So please, let's have these open and frank discussions. And Representative Phillips, you had a comment.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. With the schedule that you've outlined for us, we better schedule meetings every day. I would like to add several things on the present. When we're discussing North Slope gas, I would like to add, and I know you said that we would talk to all people, certainly the Peninsula group that's working on this, but another group that I would like to see us invite and possibly do a joint meeting with the Economic Development Committee, and that is the Alberta and the Canadian connection. I had the opportunity in December to meet with the Parliament, the Alberta Parliament members, who are extremely interested in Alaska's North Slope gas. They're interested in doing a lot of business with Alaska, and I thought perhaps we could do a joint meeting with Economic Development and bring them here. They want to come here, and have them make a presentation to us.
Excellent. I'm more than supportive of that. I'll do everything I can to help. So the answer is yes.
Thanks.
You're welcome. Representative Green.
Yes. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Actually, it piggybacks on what Representative Phillips said. You may not be aware that a Canadian company, a fair-sized independent company that would be able to operate in this harsh environment successfully and is doing so in Canada, was over and looked at, tried to look at some of the information, Renaissance Oil Company out of Alberta. And there is another one that I contacted that also is interested, but whether you want to making it an invitation to do business as independent a special issue, or this may be a fallout of our review of the merger. I don't know which way you want to do it, but I personally agree with Representative Phillips and have always championed the independent up here. To my demise, not demise, but certainly to my detriment when I was with a major company. I grew up in independent country. I know the benefits of having independent operators in a major oil field. And so I would do everything possible to entice them to be here, because after the big lions eat, there are always scraps for the smaller players. And I think it bodes well for the state to encourage that sort of thing. And I think we're at that stage in our major oil fields that we should be enticing, encouraging, and whatever is necessary to bring independence, especially those that are able to survive up here. Small ones like North Texas types can't make it, but these can. These are billion-dollar companies. And as she said, they're very interested. We need to, I think, review what the merger did and then see what we can do as a committee to try and entice that through. So I would encourage that. Whether you want to make that a special bullet or just a sub-bullet, I don't know. I think we should certainly stay on that.
Okay. Again, good input, and I will do everything I can to follow up on that. I look forward to working with John. Representative Kemplin.
Just following up here with upon Representative Green's comment, I think it would be appropriate for us to invite Anadarko as a a new player, aggressive player here in Alaska to come and make a presentation upon what their plans are within the state and their perceptions of how they see this merger and how they're going to fit in into the changed marketplace and landscape here in Alaska. There's a couple other things that I'd like to throw out for consideration. One is to, I think it would be beneficial for us to have a presentation on world markets, future demand for oil and gas. I've been hearing increasingly, comments about the fuel cell as a new technology having significant impacts on demand for in the transportation sector. You're starting to see now commercials appearing on the TV about an automobile that gets 75 miles per gallon. And that has a significant implication in terms of demand for gasoline. And I guess I'd be interested in seeing just what type of changes are being forecasted in the future. The other thing is the status of energy reserves in South Central Alaska. About a year or so ago, we had a presentation by NSTAR Natural Gas saying that they were expecting to have their natural gas reserves substantially exhausted in the medium term, and that they needed to have an alternative source if prices in South Central were not going to begin to escalate. I'd like to get some people come and make presentations saying that all they needed to do was to have more drilling in South Central, and that would address the problem. I really have not seen evidence of additional gas drilling in South Central Alaska, and I guess I'd just like to have an update of where we're at in that area, if that's possible.
Okay. We can do that. Representative Smollett.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chair. And keeping in light with the conversation that we've had already, in looking at your item one or two with regard to world dynamics and the North Slope gas commercialization, I think we need to look at and maybe get some presentations on value-added projects that could be ongoing in the state, in addition to the exporting and the state consumption of gas.
Okay. Very good. Consider it done. Yes, Representative Dyson, excuse me.
Let's see. Three things, maybe in order. There exists an organization that Alaska is starting to get back active in again called PENWAR, which is the Pacific Northwest Economic Region, and it is a cooperation between the western provinces and the northwestern states and Alaska. Representative James and I attended their last meeting in Seattle a month ago. And there, and we broached the subject of the Canadian cooperation and the gas coming across the North Slope and down the Mackenzie River and tying into the existing Alaska things. And I think we, if as we work on that, it would be appropriate for us to keep them informed, and it's a good forum to work with seven or eight kind of separate states. Secondly, I would, if and when we have BP here, I would enjoy at least a brief summary of how their production of heavy oil. My understanding from the press is that's not going as well as the design intended. I'd like to know what went wrong or is not going right, and what their plans are for the future on that one. And I'm having a senior moment. Something. Oh yeah, I had a wonderful idea that has probably no value. Last year, that
we've all had those.
Still pretty.
Yeah. My own conviction is that the world security situation is strange and maybe dangerous in the future, and that international oil supply lines, you know, can be in jeopardy in short periods of time, and it seemed to me that. It would be really wise if America knew where the unknown oil reserves are, and that it would be wonderful if we could explore the 13 or 17 basins that are scattered around our state that and find out what was there only in the national interest, so that if we got in a tough situation, we would at least know what we could rely on. As I poked around at that, talking to people in the industry, they said, without infrastructure, you know, there's no commercial possibilities for them, and significant lack of interest. That's what I detected, just because it would be so uneconomic, and so on. But anyways, I think it's worth talking about. I wrote to our national delegation, and there was very little interest there. Anyway, some point, if it's appropriate, you think it's appropriate, I would enjoy having an informed discussion about that from a national defense security perspective. And of course, the economic benefits to Alaska could be if we had the geological exploration going on and or some test drilling. You know, it would give some portions of the industry who are somewhat underemployed at this time a chance to work, further the national interests, and give us a little picture of what the next 50 years maybe of oil development could be. I've just told you more than I know.
I think that there may be some relatively quick practical benefit associated certainly to your last comment, and I will follow up on it. You may count on it. Representative Green.
This isn't anything new. Do you want any comments about what has been given to you this time?
Yes. Let's open the discussion.
Well, I would certainly support what Representative Dyson says, and I think he's right on target, because I too have tried to interest our existing companies, even back during the good old days, when there was excess money and they were spending money like it was going out of style, unless you can justify it economically, which you can't, as long as they've got plums to look at other places. Those plums are second and third nature. But I think you're on target, Fred, when you think about this as a national strategy thing, because the federal government certainly is spending a lot of money in that regard, and even as good as the relationships have become between North and South America, I still think that if we can do it with Alaska and keep it on solid ground, that's an excellent thought. And I think we really should focus in on that, Mr. Chairman, that's through our federal delegation. I think that's a great idea.
Okay. The subject has two stars by it, so it's a high priority now. We will follow up on that. Yes, Representative Harris.
Two things. One will be maybe a little bit of a bombshell, but first, I'm glad to hear you say that we're not going to get heavily into the merger, and it's sort of it's at a different level. But I also think it's something that we need to focus on as something to encourage BP to, and not only BP but these independents that we've been talking about, to try and provide more jobs in state with our oil, if we can somehow address that through this committee process. I think that's an important factor. We're looking for more jobs for people in the state and that sort of thing. The second thing I want to bring up that certainly involves my district and involves the community that I come from, and I hope we can have hearings on this fairly soon. It involves the second part of what you said about the world oil market, how Alaska that, but the city of Valdez has imposed or has passed a vessel tax on tankers, again, that you may have heard about a few years ago. And I think it could have some serious ramifications to, if in fact it's allowed to stand and that sort of thing, on the cost of Alaska's oil on the world market. And I think it's something that this committee ought to look at from Alaska's point of view, first of all, and not the legality of it or anything else, but if it were to happen, what the effects would be on excuse me, on the sellability of our oil, on the profitability of the companies in the state on it, and what effect that may have. So I think that's, to me, that is a very big issue. Certainly not something probably that the community, one of the communities I represent, would be excited about. But still, I mean, it's exciting to them. But to me, if you look at it from an entire state's perspective, I think we have to, and I think that's part of our job. So. All these others are very important too, and I think I'm glad you brought up about the Shallow Gas Act, and I'm sure that what this we looked at here, we looked at in resources and other places. So, thank you.
Very good. Thank you, Representative Dyson.
The other item, four. I think. I didn't even remember how many it was. I wondered if it is within our purview to look at the problems that the railroad had in transporting oil and responding to the spills. It, frankly, I don't know whether that's the purview of our committee or not.
I think the Transportation Committee might have a question as to our relevance, but nonetheless, I there seems to be a divergence of I'm trying to be kind here. I can't imagine waiting 2 weeks to pick up oil if it were the oil industry, and yet the railroad that seemingly has that sort of leeway. So I, that editorial comment aside, I don't know where we go with it, Fred. Is that where you wanted to go with it, or
well? I think you're very right. It may be more of a transportation.
Maybe we do a joint letter from our committee, or a letter from our committee to the Transportation Committee, suggesting that they address the issue.
Get your act together. No, that's not a good way to start.
You also have the divergent of tracks.
Help keep track of what's going on.
A letter from the Oil and Gas Committee to the Transportation Committee, asking them to address the issue.
Yeah.
Okay, why don't we give that some thought and consideration, and we'll move ahead with that. Fred, were there other things relating to that? I think it is a subject that we need to think about, and particularly for those of us in Fairbanks, it's important. That's a lifeline, an economic lifeline for us, and we want to see it continue.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes, sir.
As a new member of this committee, do you reprimand your members for making sick puns?
No, in fact, I encourage it.
Oh, well, I just wondered about this diatribe about the track.
You're new to this committee again, you know.
Anyway,
okay.
Well, that was a Passover from the other side.
That was a roadkill.
Yeah. Are there other committee member comments? All right. I think it's important that we have some levity from time to time. I think it's important too that we have some brevity from time to time. And in that spirit, we are not adjourning today. We are merely recessing because of a noticing oversight. So if there are no more comments, we'll recess until 10 o'clock Thursday morning. Thank you all for coming.
Thank you.
Well, what kind of a noticing oversight?